What's attacked you, Paul?
Mate, it wasn't me, it was me young fella. Playing footy out of Trinity Park, and he kicked the footy over the fence, and all them wallabies are there.
Oh.
So we had to go over and get it, and then next minute the kangaroos had a go at him, so he's got in a fight with one of them.
In a fight with a wallaby?
He actually had to punch it.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Just wouldn't let your son near the ball.
He had scratches all over him because it got into him as well.
G'day, Frank in Warri. Frank, animals attack. What happened to you?
Yeah, I was visiting an auntie and geese decided to come and chase me.
They can be so angry, can't they?
They're so territorial, geese.
Oh, they're crazy. Like, yeah, they're really vicious animals, actually.
Yeah, they are. They're very protective. And the thing about geese or a goose is they are relentless. Like, they don't stop. You sort of think, oh, it'll wear out soon, it'll stop chasing me. But they don't. They don't give up.
Did they end up making, like, did it end up biting you?
Oh, yeah, it jumped on my back and was fucking me in that. And I had to, like, scream until my auntie came and got it off me. Yeah, don't worry about getting a dog. If anyone can see a guard animal, just get a geese. Don't worry.
Ray on the line in Mount Sheridan. What about you, Ray?
Oh, mate, Inky's got nothing to worry about. A little bloody gecko jumping on her. I had a rat crawl across my face while I was asleep.
Oh, Ray!
That's my worst nightmare. Ray, how did you know that it was crawling? Did you wake up?
Well, apparently it chewed a hole through the fly screen.
Yeah.
And anyway, so when it crawled across my face, I turned the light on and here it was running around on top of the bed.
Oh, my.
You're lucky it wasn't being chased by a snake and then you had a snake go over your face. That would sort of double down in the scary
factor.
No,
he's not lucky fact that he had a rat go over his face.
Well, at least it wasn't being chased by a snake that went over his face.
Well, talking about snakes, only last year I got out of bed to go for a pee and I stepped on something and I thought, what was that? Anyway, I turned the light on and it was a snake.
Jeez, Ray, where do you live?
In a swag somewhere, out in the paddock.
Marnie in Smithfield, when animals attack, what happened?
Oh, my son made me ring up. I'm so embarrassed. I was about 10 years old and I'm riding my bike with my cousins to the local golf course where our dads were drinking beer, playing golf.
Yes.
And I'm pretty unco as it is. And anyway, I hit a pothole and I fell off my bike, rolled down an embankment and under a fence. When I come to, there's this cow, huge big cow, hovering over me, licking my face, licking my hair. Oh, my gosh.
You're attacked by a cow's tongue, is how we should phrase that,
Pat in Whitfield, and when animals attack, what happened?
A cassowary protecting its young chicks can be quite ferocious.
Yes. What happened?
Yeah. The first time I was with my husband, newlyweddish, you know, I'm from Canada. He's local, fur and feathers retreat, walking along, and a cassowary, and he, like, pushes me towards it and runs off.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, dear. Anyway, so it's just come and it started rearing its leg at me. It was a bit terrifying. Second time it happened was Mount Hippopotamus National Park. I had two kids with me. He had the youngest on his shoulders. Of course, the male was protecting the chicks, and he's legged it again with the kid on her shoulders, and I've got the toddler in my hand. And
shout out to your husband, though, who pushes you towards it so he gets gay. And the second time, he just legged it.
I should have saw the signs before I had the kid.
Well, I think that's grounds for divorce. Hey, get on your cat. Thanks very much.